U.S. President Barack Obama heads to Israel for his first visit since being elected in 2008. With this trip, he confronts stalled negotiations with Palestinians and a strained relationship with Israel's prime minister. Many experts say Benjamin Netanyahu was hoping for a different U.S. presidential outcome, but believe the leaders will now make a stronger effort to mend fences.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, who did everything he could to undermine President Obama, I think there was an opportunity there. I think there's also a danger of war in the region, and we need to do better than we've been doing.
The big topic of conversation is expected to be centered on Israeli settlements. There are now more than 300,000 Israeli settlers residing in the West Bank, and Palestinians who deal with being under occupation refuse to open negotiations unless there is a settlement freeze. The president's trip comes as many people in the Middle East region feel disenchanted over negotiations. Palestinians pushing for a two-state solution are facing an impasse from the stubbornness of Israeli officials and the lack of bold support from the United States. Major foreign policy obstacles raise doubts as to whether there will be any groundbreaking developments during Obama's stay in Israel.
The stubbornness of Mr. Netanyahu and his policies of alienating the President of the United States and basically closing all doors to any kind of settlement with the Palestinians.
However, some experts believe that Obama's recent win in the general election, despite Netanyahu's desires, may give the White House more leverage with the Prime Minister.
I don't think this will put him in a position to be more assertive, more demanding. He probably would be inclined to be more compromising on certain issues.
If the U.S. president has more pull now than at the end of his first term, now would be the time to use it. The settlement issue has its challenges, but even bigger still would be how to draw up a two-state solution. The president would need to use all of his political capital equally and convince bullheaded leadership in the region to unprecedented compromise. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.